This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Climate promises from nations at COP26 ring hollow while they continue to invest in oil, gas, and coal. That's what UN Chief Antonio Guterres said Thursday as the summit struggles to make headway to its goal to halt devastating warming. Representatives from nearly 200 countries have gathered in Glasgow, Scotland, for painstaking talks aimed at keeping the world within the Paris Agreement goal of limiting temperature rise between 1.5 and 2 degrees Celsius. But with emissions still rising and current promises putting the world on a path to heat far beyond that target, negotiators were wrangling over a range of issues, from slashing greenhouse gases to financial help for countries already facing supercharged storms, floods, and droughts. COP26 President Alok Sharma warned that time was running short to clinch a deal before the meeting's scheduled end Friday evening. Russian President Vladimir Putin told the European Union Thursday it needs to start talks with Belarus if it hopes to resolve a crisis over hundreds of migrants trapped on the border with Poland. Concern is growing for about 2,000 migrants, mainly Kurds from the Middle East, who are living in a tent camp on the border between Belarus and Poland in near-freezing temperatures. Poland is refusing to allow the migrants to cross, accusing Minsk of luring them to Belarus to send across the border in revenge for sanctions. The EU has so far refused any direct contacts with Belarus's strongman leader, Alexander Lukashenko, who on Thursday warned any new sanctions would be met with a response, including potentially cutting off natural gas transit to Europe. In his second phone call with German Chancellor Angela Merkel in as many days, Putin spoke in favor of restoring contacts between EU states and Belarus in order to solve the problem. This is VOA News. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari Thursday urged developed countries to rapidly ramp up supplies of coronavirus vaccines to Africa and the developing world, saying the current rate of delivery, quote, leaves much to be desired, end quote. Buhari told an audience, including French President Emmanuel Macron and U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris, that the low vaccination rates in Africa compared with Europe were a, quote, clear case of lopsidedness, end quote. He was speaking at the Peace Forum conference in Paris. Germany may be registering record coronavirus infections again, but in Cologne, revelers shrugged off any virus fears to return in force Thursday for their first carnival fair since the pandemic. The Cologne Carnival, which begins at the 11th minute of the 11th hour on the 11th day of the 11th month, kicks off a months-long series of events running to Ash Wednesday the following year. The street festivities were canceled in 2020 over the pandemic. Early in the health crisis last year, a carnival party had become a super spreader event, leading to Germany's first major cluster of infections. More than a year later, Germany registered a record number of new infections in 24 hours, official data showed, and regions are laying on new restrictions, especially targeting the unvaccinated. The United Arab Emirates and Bahrain have launched joint naval exercises with Israel for the first time amid tensions with Iran, U.S. and Israeli military officials said Thursday. The five-day maneuvers are taking place in the Red Sea a year after the two Gulf Arab countries normalized ties with Israel. The exercises began Wednesday and include boarding, search, and seizure training on the USS Portland and amphibious transport dock ship. A 5.2 magnitude earthquake rocketed southern Iceland Thursday near the Hekla volcano, with tremors felt in the capital Reykjavik, some 110 kilometers away, the country's meteorological office said. The epicenter of the quake was located at a mountain range located on a fissure zone near the larger Hekla volcano. No damage or injuries were reported in the sparsely populated area, police said. Reaction to the death of former South African President F.W. de Klerk continue to pour in. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said in a statement de Klerk was, quote, a leader who changed the course of history by freeing Nelson Mandela and working alongside him to end apartheid and bring democracy to South Africa, end quote. End quote. De Klerk shared the Nobel Peace Prize with Mandela and as South Africa's last apartheid president, oversaw the end of the country's white minority rule. Archbishop Desmond Tutu's office said the former president occupied an historic but difficult space in South Africa. De Klerk was 85. Diane Roberts.